Hi, my name is Hayden Pedersen, and this is Uncommon.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a unique digital agency. Head to narelle.com to learn more. That's NARELLE.com.
You know, there's a lot here that we've covered. I know that when we put out the question, I've asked you this in like Instagram lives, like what's the question that you wish people would ask? but yeah, so some of the questions, the usual stuff, affordable cameras, who do you like the least in the group? Who do you like the most in the group?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about any of that shit.
Should I get a loan for film school? How can I grow? How much do you make off YouTube? Why are you gay? When are you coming to India, Europe, America? Blah, blah, blah. Like just usual procrastination questions.
All these questions are just ideas to try and get somewhere. To get somewhere, you don't, like, you gotta try.
But you've also just got to start somewhere as opposed
to. Yeah, just get started. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, because I picked up filmmaking when I was in fifth grade and I wasn't thinking about it. Like, I just clicked on some animation sort of thing. And I was like, just played around with it. I just had fun with it. I wasn't like, oh, okay, this is my life purpose. When you're in grade five, you're not thinking about your life purpose. You're just being. You're just enjoying yourself.
So I've thought about it, like, how do we – it must be so hard for you guys because you get a lot of these questions. And from an outsider looking at what you guys do, the only thing I can say to these people is what Liam says, don't think, just do. Now, what does that actually mean? Okay. It literally just means, in my mind – what do you guys do? You just start telling stories.
It's true, but the thing is there's also like a sort of like there's a bit of a devil in that saying, because it's like then you're demonizing thinking. But as I said, like, because it's like don't think. It's like as if it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But in this context. Yeah, in this context.
In this frame of mind, when you're thinking about these sort of things, I believe that those type of people are stopping themselves from what they want to achieve and they're just finessing the details.
Well, the thing is, it's not, as I've said, it's not the thoughts that are the problem. It's your attachment to them and how and what they have as an influence on you. Because if you are detached from them, thoughts don't have an influence on you. So if you want to succeed, if you want to, well, there's two ways you can do it. First way is you can force yourself to do it, which you can like, and that's sort of like what I sort of transitioned into doing when I like went more and more burnt out and I started having my mental breakdown. Everything was just so forceful and I was so anxious all the time. I was like, oh my God, like I don't want to make this video because I'm so scared. Because like, what if people think this? What if that? But I was, because of my habits of just doing, I kept pushing through that. But as a result of that, I built these layers of ego and I just became more and more scared because I was doing things and forcing them as if I was getting somewhere. But the reality is there's nowhere to go except for being here right now in this moment.
Okay.
But the thing is, when I say that, that's not to say that you can't have desires and like want to be somewhere, like have a Lamborghini or whatever, that shit, like you can want that. Like I want a Lamborghini. It'll be sick. But it's your attachment to the idea of it. If you're detached from that, then you can create from a place that's authentic. And when you create from a place that's authentic in the present moment being engaged, you will create stuff that is unlike anything else. That is not a copy of what other people are trying to do. You are in the red pool, so to speak, not the blue pool. Because no one wants to go into the red pool. Everyone wants to try and succeed. If you're in that red pool of just being present, then as a byproduct, you'll create the best stuff because you are truly engaged in it. And then you'll become a master of it. And when you're a master of it, that's what separates you from the people who are trying to succeed versus the people who are actually successful.
So people should remove and detach themselves from things like growing.
From themselves.
From wanting to be XYZ on YouTube, whatever.
Detaching from wanting. It's not saying that you don't want, because like otherwise, what's the point? Like you just sit there And that's a shit life. And I've been there. With the meditation, I let go of all of it to the point where like I was just sitting there, and at my peak point of meditation, I was meditating for like 8 hours, which is in a day, which is ridiculous. Like, and I needed to go through it, of course, but that's no life, because you're still chasing something. You're chasing nothing, like no thing, which is still an idea.
Yeah.
But the thing is, to get to actual nothingness, you're just not even like concerned about it.
Yeah.
You get to the point where it's like, the only thing that matters is what is happening right now. But even saying that, every word that's coming out of my mouth is just an idea. So this is all information, which is great. But as I said, information is nothing unless if you actually take it on and you experience it and put it into practice, which is maybe it's meditating. Maybe it's like just being mindful as you're walking and like talking. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. Or doing what you did when you're going through that process, instead of, you could be journaling, you could be recording yourself on camera.
Exactly. Anything. Yeah. And like, the thing is like, yeah.
I've tried to do this with, so managing some of the creators that we have, you know, there's one or two that have gone through a period where they grew really fast, particularly on a platform like TikTok.
Mm. Interesting.
And now they're like stuck, because they're like, I don't know what to do. Like, because they just started overthinking what they were doing.
Yeah.
And maybe they've become defined by a certain, not genre, but a certain bit, a certain type of thing.
And so
I'm, you know, I just said to one of them, I'm like, okay, can we just have a thing where every week you just send me a piece of content?
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't publish it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, that could be good for them, because it's like, then that can be a way of like, them stopping themselves from getting into the kind of, I have to get, stay relevant. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. And also it can sort of get them out of the rut.
Yeah.
So to speak. Because at least they feel like they're doing something with themselves.
Yeah.
And maybe they're doing it more for enjoyment as opposed to just views.
Well, if it comes down to it, like, if you're doing it because you enjoy it, then you'll succeed.
Yeah.
But it's the tempting thing to do is to look at the views and get attached to the views or the money or the byproducts of your enjoyment. Because that is actually like the, I reckon, one of the toughest things. If you really enjoy what you do, you're going to see results.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh shit, I'm seeing the results. And then that's when you're kind of like your eye goes towards the results more, and it takes it away from the present moment.
Yeah.
And that is what kills creativity.
Yeah, I would say the same.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a company, like every Friday we have our meetup and we talk about like downloads and stuff like that, don't we, Jacob?
Yeah.
Which is fine, but actually, like, I stopped caring a while ago about it, because at the end of the day, I've made so many friends and new relationships from this and things that have come from it that, it just doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. But like, the thing is, it's part of the fun.
It makes it, well, it actually makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Because then you go, well, actually, I can have only this many downloads or this many views or whatever, and we get all these great things from it. Like, isn't that cool? Doesn't that make
like,
it worth it?
Life is honestly like a video game. Like, it's it's like collecting coins. The more coins you collect, the more you're able to kind of unlock certain parts of the map or whatever it is that you want. And otherwise, if there weren't the coins and all of that, then what would be the incentive to do anything?
Yeah.
And so it's desire is not so much, it's more like a compass in life. It's like, where do you want to go?
Mm.
It's not about like getting to the destination, as cliche as we always know that whole saying. It's like, it's about the journey or the destination, but really, like, in reality, it is about the journey. The joy of traveling is not to arrive, it's to travel.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be traveling in the first place if you didn't have a place in mind.
Yeah.
So it's your attachment to the outcome. That is what will create suffering.
I like it.
Yep. Deep as.
Deep as.
Deep as.